From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting officials search for the cause of Saturday's plane crash. A U.S. military satellite detected a heat flash at the time a Russian jetliner crashed over the Sinai Peninsula last weekend, but the cause of the crash remains a mystery. Authorities have ruled out the possibility of a missile hitting the aircraft. Neither a missile launch nor an engine burn has been detected. Authorities in Turkey detained 35 people Tuesday in an operation targeting supporters of a cleric accused of trying to topple President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Media reports say the raids in Izmir came 2 days after voters in Turkey decided to give back control of parliament to Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party. The Doğan News Agency said police went to multiple sites in Izmir to detain senior bureaucrats and police officers. The arrests came as part of a probe against people backing Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects. Kerry visited the country on the final leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. Earlier, Kerry was in Tajikistan for talks that focused on security threats.
And I emphasize the United States' commitment to continue to work with Tajikistan and with other countries in the region to strengthen the border security.
John Kerry. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be decided by the Syrian people and that keeping him in power is not crucial to Russia's objectives. This is VOA News. A cyclone slammed into southeastern Yemen, bringing with it strong winds and heavy flooding. The rare cyclone caused damage in the country's fifth-largest city. Cyclone Chapala made landfall Tuesday in the town of Muklala, packing winds up to 130 kilometers an hour. Residents say the storm submerged cars, knocked out power, and caused many residents to flee their homes. Iraqi politician Ahmad Chalabi died Tuesday at the age of 71. Iraqi media say he suffered a heart attack at his home in Baghdad. Edward Uranian reports.
Ahmad Chalabi was loved by some and reviled by others, but he will mostly be remembered for the role he played in the U.S. war in Iraq. As head of the influential Iraqi National Congress, Chalabi used ties with the Bush administration to lobby for U.S. military action in Iraq. He also played a key role in de-Bossification, the effort to sideline anyone with ties to the ousted Boss party. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The head of U.S. military forces in the Pacific says the recent deployment of a U.S. warship near a Chinese-built island in the South China Sea should not be considered a threat to China. Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, told a group of American students at Peking University in Beijing Tuesday the decision to send the USS Lassen within 22 kilometers of the Subi Reef was a routine exercise aimed at protecting the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea. The 2016 presidential election is a year away, but voters throughout the country are voting Tuesday to fill state and local government positions and in referenda on issues affecting their communities. Voters in two states are electing governors. Pre-election polls show Republican Governor Phil Bryant headed to easy re-election in the southern state of Mississippi. But in the state of Kentucky, Democratic State Attorney General Jack Conway and Republican Matt Bevin are locked in a tight contest. Voters in the large Midwest state of Ohio, long a bellwether in presidential elections, are deciding whether to legalize the recreational and medical use of marijuana. German police have raided the headquarters of the country's football federation and the homes of three current and former high-ranking officials. The arrests are in connection with possible wrongdoing related to Germany's hosting of the 2006 World Cup. Senior state prosecutor Nadja Neeson said the raids Tuesday were carried out over suspicions of tax evasion related to a payment to FIFA. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.